Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free. Okay, free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro. Show, they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz, Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free. Okay, Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you, well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I saw a mama talk.
detail at the precinct. You know how we think. Organize the hood under our chain banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common need. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Yeah, live a third of his life in a jail cell. But the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closet. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We're tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
I fight you, I fight myself, I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life's a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me.
the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, honorable Marcus
Garvey. We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Flag fly high. Woo! Flag.
Forever, Garvey would never die. On my 90, the throne ready, let's take a ride. That walk, bitch, men don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel, yet still bad, glorious. Black power represents us. Do we the rolling with Africa or against us?
I don't believe I'm gonna die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even in the living. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you.
Right.
Bust you all upside your mouth,
right,
and then take you to court and charge you with assault.
Right.
What kind of democracy is that?
Yeah.
What kind of freedom is that?
Yeah.
What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court,
right,
has no nothing on his side other than what the white man,
right,
chooses to give
him? Right.
My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this.
Yeah.
And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. This is American justice. This is American democracy. And those of you who are familiar with it know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy. Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail. But if you can't prove that if democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Black power, black power, and black power. New Black Panther Party Radio here on New Black Panther Party, our Black Cross broadcast here on day 546 of this nightly broadcast. You're here live with us, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You are live here tonight with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Katib Sadiq. Those of you that have been joining us for the last few nights, if this is your first night calling into this broadcast, we have been advising, giving clear direction, instruction, up-to-date reports, and on-the-ground information. Now in the midst, after Hurricane Ida has already gone through New Orleans and have already gone through Baton Rouge, and now it is into Mississippi as it will go northeastward and dissipate into the ocean in the wake of Hurricane Ida. We see in our African communities, in the parishes, in the cities, in the towns, and the areas that we have been talking about on this broadcast for the last four nights, devastation, conditions, no power. Some of our people are forecasted not to have power for almost a month. Over a million people with no power. Those, it's hot. Those who don't want to get cool. Our people are in a very uncomfortable position right now. So due to this, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense Black Cross Disaster Relief Program, humanitarian arm, has been activated. And those of us who are preparing to get on the ground and respond are already making preparations. So this broadcast, as last night's broadcast, is a continuation of a rallying call and a roll call for those with the warrior mind, those black people listening on this line right now, for you and for you to put the word out that we need our people to make financial contributions to our efforts that all will go into bringing basic supplies and doing reconnaissance in the wake of the catastrophe that has been left behind as Hurricane Ida has been reduced down to a tropical depression as it moves northeastward and into Mississippi, and it will continue until it dissipates in the ocean in that direction. In the wake, although the storm warnings have been dismissed from the National Hurricane Center and NOAA, although these weather watch warnings have been discontinued it does not mean that our people are not in a very uncomfortable and life-threatening condition still with water. Still we have standing water in these areas. Still we have over a million people with no power. Still we have issues that we're going to have to work together as a nation family to solve. So there's a lot that we have to discuss. There is a lot that we can do. You're alive here on New Black Panther Party. Visit our national, New Black Panther Party Radio, excuse me. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Most importantly, at this time, we want you to go to the New Black Panther Party, blackcross.com, mbpp.blackcross.com. That's where you can go right now. And family, you don't even got to put your phone down. You can go right now. When you go to mbppblackcross.com, we're going to get clear instruction, clear direction for those who are ready to make financial contributions to the disaster relief and emergency response efforts of the New Black Panther Party, Black Cross, our allies, who will be working along with and supporting. We have to make very clear instruction. Go to the link, mbppblackcross.com. When you go there, you're going to be seeing pictures going in automatic back and forth. That you're seeing is the work that has been done and continues to be done by the New Black Panther Party, Black Cross. You will see right on the right-hand corner of your screen, you're going to see donate to our Cash App. Now, if you have a phone that has the ability to take a QR code, where you put your camera up to the link, you can do it that way, or you can simply donate through your Cash App application on your phone. You can donate by donating. If you look down, you got to kind of zoom in a little bit. If you don't got the best vision, you're going to see it, but we're going to say it right now. The Cash App for the New Black Panther Party is $Black, B-L-A-C-K, Power, P-O-E-W-E-R, Dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R, $BlackPowerDollar. You can donate to $BlackPowerDollar from your Cash App right now. When you go to the New Black Panther Party Black Cross website, again, mbppblackcross.com, you'll see the pictures, the boots on the ground, boots in the water. You'll see the history of the New Black Panther Party, Black Cross. But right now, Hurricane Ida, as it's been reduced down to a tropical depression, has left in its wake very dangerous and life-threatening conditions where there's millions of our people with no power, no access to light. And, of course, we know all of the problems that that brings. Now, more importantly, this broadcast is very important because we want to hear from those that are on the ground, that are in these areas. So press the number one, comrade. Those in Baton Rouge, those in New Orleans, those we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you because this is very key. We want to give live, up-to-date information on what is going on, again, as this storm has moved out of the areas. It has left in the wake, and it's still more to come because we have, let's look at this tropical depression, Ida public advisory. Let's see exactly where it is as of 4 o'clock today. Tropical depression, Ida is moving across the Tennessee Valley. Widespread heavy rain in areas of potentially life-threatening flash flooding are possible beginning tomorrow across the portions of the Mid-Atlantic and southern New England. So we've seen that it's going into the Tennessee Valley. So it's not over yet. There are still many who are still in the way of this storm. And it's coming, right? And as it's moving out and it's become a tropical depression. So of course the danger of the storm has decreased, you know, but it's still a storm system that's moving through the areas that it was forecasted to move through, hazards. Affecting land, rainfall, tropical depression, Ida will produce the following rainfall totals, portions of the southeast, including the western Florida panhandle, eastern and northern Alabama, in northern Georgia, an additional 1 to 3 inches through Wednesday morning. Now, we see 1 to 3 inches. We have standing water in areas of New Orleans and the plots in these areas that much more than that. Our people need the help, and there's so much that we're going to be able to do. So we want to continue to build on this and continue to give updates on what has now become a tropical depression. We have live with us on the line, Sister Krista Muhammad, our national chairwoman. Can you hear me, comrade? Black Power, Sister Krista, can you hear me? Your mic is open. Let's get a mic check. Might have some issues.
Oh, okay, Black Power, sorry about that. All right, Black Power, brother. Okay, Black Power, Black Power. Yeah, I'm going to be real. All right, I'm not going to take much time. We actually got a lot going. We've been hearing from the brothers and the sisters in the New Orleans area, in particular the LaPlace, West Bank, and some Slidell areas. These areas are the adjacent suburbs, majority black suburbs that surround the west, southwest, and the east side of the city, and the West Bank. So all of those areas were hit. On the West Bank, we even have current. There was a lot of people who lost their roofs, a lot of roof damage. And in fact, we had people who were saying that we got reports that people's roofs have been collapsing in on them. We also have other places such as Morgan City, that is a majority black town also, that will be needing our assistance. With that being said, folks have been up without electricity for a number of days now. I did speak with one of the brothers who lives on the West Bank today, Brother Shaka Zulu, and hopefully he can get on the call tonight. But he mentioned that even as we have been speaking, it started raining again. It's going to be rain for the next couple of days. So his area actually got flooded today, and the flood is over, I guess, because the drainage, we're trying to figure out why that could be. So with that being said, there are some proactive things that folks are going to be doing, we're going to work on. A lot of proactive things, but in particular, I want to say about the supplies and things that we need. We're going to post that up, but you need to pay attention to what we're going to post, what the supplies are. We want people to be understanding specifically what it is that we're gathering water, very desperate need for water. We're gathering cleaning supplies, hygiene items, diapers and diaper things for a baby, diaper needs for a baby. We are not collecting clothing of any shape, form, or fashion. We are collecting non-perishable items. Now that's going to be the weight out on how those are going to be packaged. But we know that we were told that it could be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks before certain areas receive their electricity. That's a long ass time. It's like a month and a half. And so I understand that people have been very frustrated. I also understand that in the St. Bernard Parish, which is the parish west of New Orleans, they have power. They have gas. The French Quarter has power. And what I'm saying this for is that people are riding around trying to find gas, and the lines are super duper duper long. And if you have a generator and you don't have any gas, then it's like, you know, peanut butter, no jelly. I mean, you know, the sandwich ain't full. So let's see. We were talking about the water. Yeah, so I was speaking with the brother earlier, and it started raining, and I called him back a little bit, and he was saying the water had already gotten up to the street level, pretty high, to where the kids were out playing in it. But when I talked to him about an hour or so later, the water had rescinded. So it might have been him just coming out right at the blue of it. We're not certain. But according to the project of the weather people, it could be raining up to the next couple of days. So as far as the team that we're going to be going out, we've got the right
clearances that we need to be able to go and offer any kind of aid that they would want from us or that we wanted to decide that we would provide. So let me see. There was concern about the FEMA or talk to our chairman in Atlanta, Brother Kaiman, and there was some concern about FEMA telling people that they will not be paying for hotel rooms, and so that's a big super deal. And let me see. Yeah, that's it as far as current conditions. As everyone should know, or if you don't know, maybe you've been living under a rug or came out of the cave, but Sister Amina that's coming on, she is good with talent regarding being a comrade for myself, and in particular, a special comrade for, oh my God, I think I'm starting to get to the point where I'm babbling. I just caught myself falling asleep. Better catch it.
That's what people got to understand. Like, you know, we have not been just sitting waiting. You know what I'm saying? This is why we keep talking about the donations. We have been preparing. We have already been preparing. Go ahead, Sister Kristen.
Oh, man. I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. I know that Congresswoman Lee called and got us clearance. We want to give her a shout-out. We're going to start tomorrow. We've been having to set up. I'm talking about, like the brother said, we've been working night and day. This operation has to take place. We have to get the resources to the people. Folks have been without light for days without light. It's hot as fuck. There was heat advisories. Thank God, I guess the heat advisories, Mother Nature sent some kind of essential water to cool it off, but that's still bad. You know what I'm saying? People are being told they're not going to have light for 4 to 6 weeks. That's a long time. You know, and we're getting conflicting reports. What we do know is that the aid is not being brought to the people in the black area.
Right.
I can tell you that the whole city is without water. I'm sorry, without light. Inundated with water, too much water. Man, we even got a report. The brother sent me a report. A brother got ate by an alligator. What the hell? He went to go try to get stuff out of his house, and it was water, high water. I went to go check on his house, that is, and it was high water. And he was met up by an alligator and was eaten. That's fucked up. So, man, we praying for our people, man. We praying for our people. We have to exercise so much love and care. I mean, for all we know, Houston, it's like time is repeating itself. I'm looking at this other Gulf that's coming. It might be us next week or week after that. You know what I'm saying? Those of us that can, let's help. Do y'all know that a brother, we was on the phone with this brother. Another brother added him on. And this Negro had nothing to talk noise about. Why black people got to be begging for help? Hold on, let me step for their apprentice. Hold on. Take a catch.
Black Power, yeah. The sister is talking about, you know, is going to get into the situation with the brother she's going to talk about. That's one thing to mention. I'll go back quickly on when sister's talking about the story about the alligator attack. You know, we have to realize, you know, not only, okay, we organizing right now. We, you know, but at the same time, we have conditions to just stand in water brings extra circumstances like alligators, snakes. If you get a cut or injury and you find yourself in this water, that cut or injury could become infected. It's hot as hell and with no way to turn on the AC, and then you're going around looking for gas to maybe try to sit in the car with the AC. Okay, so that's going to bring frustration. And what comes with frustration? Panic. This is in our lives, people. While we are organizing, there is a push that we are putting out. We are pushing. We are saying this to everybody listening on the line. Let somebody know to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody. We know enough people to put the word out, and let's begin
to get these resources and help to support those who will be taken out on the ground to give the emergency response to our people in these very tragic times. And of course, extreme uncomfortability and without power, and this is very serious, family. We want to hear from the comrades on the ground in these areas. We have our National Minister of Communications on, Sister Amina. Let me know you can hear me, comrade. Black Power?
Black Power, I can hear you, comrade. Black Power.
All right, Black Power.
All right.
Go ahead.
I just called to do a field report out of Baton Rouge right now. I was picking my daughter up from the plantation, and I drive around to the back of the grocery store, and they're throwing away all of the good groceries. Their light's been out for days. For not even a day, because they had generators. They have about 500 bags with frozen food that they're throwing away. So right now, we done racked up, and we're in the community about to take care of our people with that. And they have security there. The security head there is enough to come tell us, well, you know, we're not supposed to let y'all be getting that food, but y'all about to throw this shit in the garbage. Like, we about to get this and go bring it back to our people. Like, we about to get this. But right now, Baton Rouge is boots on the ground. About to get in the community and give out the food that they were about to throw away. I have videos of all the baskets and all the food that they're about to throw away in the trash can.
So you have the video proof of grocery stores as they're throwing away food that could be given to the black communities, what you saying?
That's right, brother. I'm actually forwarding them to you right now.
Well, we have to listen very closely to this, family. And we must exercise extreme caution as well. Panthers, let's look at this. Families, comrades, look at what we were saying last night when we talked about it. You know what I'm saying? This is a situation where people are frustrated at this point. You know, people just got the report. Not only, you know, are you put in this condition, but now you get the report that you may not have power for weeks, months. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have to really be looking at this, family. This is why we have to get these resources in. What else is going on, Sister Amina? What's the conditions looking like, weather-wise, water-wise? What's it looking like?
Weather-wise, it's hot as fuck. It was actually 103 degrees today in Louisiana. A lot of people are panicking. The gas, there are some gas stations that's open, but the lines are shit. To the highway, to the interstate, you know, trying to get gas. They've even had an incident where two people were shot over trying to get gas on LSU campus.
Oh, right. Who shot the people?
Another brother shot two other people behind gas.
All right.
Yep. And I'm still without power. Half of Baton Rouge, some people still don't have phone services with AT&T, or whatever, but we're doing the best we can. But we still, even in the midst of everything, we still going to get out there and take care of the people and do what we got to do.
Black Power Sister, here live, family, y'all just listening to this broadcast, we're hearing reports coming live out of Baton Rouge from our National Minister of Communications, Sister Amina. She's telling us the video proof that she has.
Oh, Black Power, family.
Black Power.
Look at the blessing coming. Hold on, I'm going to add Brother Apprentice on. Y'all got a great announcement. Go ahead. Hold on, I'm about to add him on. Hold on. I want you to repeat what you, when I bring them on, I want you to repeat what I missed, and then I got some great news for y'all.
Okay, yeah, definitely get our report again.
Huh? What you say, comrade?
I'm sorry, I say when the sister brings our apprentice on, we definitely going to need you to run that one back again.
All right. Yeah, he's on now. Go ahead. Run it by us again, and then go ahead and tell us what happened since I'm out there in Baton Rouge.
Black Power, I was letting them know that picking up my daughter from the plantation, I ran across at the back of the store all the frozen food, good food that's still frozen that they're throwing away in the garbage. So, you know, we racked up for the people, and we're about to get in the community tonight and give out their food. When the other comrade made it there, security gonna come their bitch ass back there talking about, well, you know, we ain't supposed to be letting you give away, get this food. We like the child about to throw it in the garbage, you know, but we still got what we needed to get for to take care of the people. So right now, Baton Rouge is boots on the ground in the community trying to, about to give out this food that they were about to throw away. Black Power.
Right. She called me about that earlier. Yeah, she sent me the video. They had about 40 grocery carts pushed outside with frozen foods at the Walmart in Baton Rouge, pushed outside to the trash because they were out of power. The lights went out. So she was able to load up her vehicle with a chicken and frozen cases of frozen chicken and cases of hamburger patties. Is that correct?
Hamburger patties, meatballs, cases of pineapples. I mean, they had all kind of shit out there. Shrimp, crab legs, everything cold and frozen. They threw it away. And they wasn't.
So they were able to put their card and she got. Go ahead, sister.
No. The lights there wasn't out a good 24 hours because they had backup generators. So all the food that was outside was still frozen.
So their
so
power
we
was out there. Backup generator. Oh, and then they was able to fill up her car, and then the brother has a large SUV to the roof with supplies, I mean with food. So now tonight they're going out just basically having to give the food out to the community. So that's power. Well, guess what? The blessings keep coming because y'all not, guess what? You know why we were doing the supply drive at the State Center starting tomorrow and Thursday? Well, Brother Apprentice called. And I'm going to let the Brother Apprentice give y'all the good news. And he's got the brother on that's bringing us more blessings. Tell him what we have.
I tried to call him back. It's, unfortunately, the brother, he does what I do, pick up bodies. So we kind of bounce. If I can't pick up a body, he pick it up, vice versa. So
okay, wait a minute. So people who don't know what's going on, you talking about picking up bodies.
People that's in the upper room. Oh, so he's picking up one right now at a hospital. So I guess when he's back in the van, he'll call. So this brother here is a good brother. So he's part of that Hatley Project. The Hatley Project is the is all black funded, black dollars, and it's a building over in the Third Ward area that has room for a gymnasium, a conference room, business offices, the whole nine. And it has its own 24-hour urgent care clinic run by Brother Dr. Michael Augustus and possibly Dr. Backstrom. He's a cardiologist. Hold on, here go brother right here. He can tell you more about it.
Yes. So the blessings are coming. Not only let me tell you guys, the brother apprentice, he's been working with us. He was on the show a couple of days ago. He had the Gulf Coast Emergency Response Team. Now, Brother Apprentice has also been training.
Hey, Powell, I got Brother Anthony. He's on. He could tell you about the whole Hadley Project and what they're going to offer.
All right, Black Power, brother. Welcome to the New Black Panther Party Radio. We got people listening all across America and in Africa. We got a big, not only a big national audience, but we have a large global audience. So tell us.
Okay.
So tell everyone about the Hadley Project and the George Floyd building, the community center. Tell us about it.
Well, greetings and blessings to every beating heart. Honored to be able to talk about this great project that we got going on right here in Houston, Texas. It's actually being put together by the Houston Shop Incorporated, non-denominational faith organization. It's been in the community here in Houston, Texas for almost 20 years now. And we were blessed to be able to acquire three buildings in the Third Ward area that will contain and house a number of different projects and services for the 77004 residents. So I guess in partnership with what we were talking about as of today and the urgent need of trying to put some supplies together and get stuff together for our brothers and sisters in New Orleans in the Louisiana area. We got some hand sanitizer that we were blessed with, 18-wheeler that was full of it, that was dropped off to us. So we want to be able to donate a good portion of that to the brothers and sisters and be a blessing and participating in the drive that's going on tomorrow and Thursday. We definitely would love to host, be a part of people being able to drop stuff off at the 3230 Hadley Street location, which is a great honor for us to be able to receive anything that anyone has to drop off in participation with the Shape Center also.
So the Hadley Center, the Hadley Project, this George Floyd building, I want to remind people the significance of that because people, I don't know if you guys remember or know, but George Floyd was actually from Third Ward, from Houston. So
absolutely,
the fact that you guys have named this center in his honor, you know, it speaks volumes. So tell us about this center.
Well, the center itself, it's going to contain a number of different services and programs for the community. The number one thing, it'll be an urgent care, 24-hour urgent care that'll be able to service the community. And then the upstairs location is going to be a private gym for those who want to keep their fit together. So we're definitely putting something together. And then also a youth program, a youth basketball program hosted by a number of different brothers and sisters who will volunteer from the local universities and the good old school of Jackie Yates High School. And then the other adjacent buildings will have a large meeting community room for organizations, nonprofits that have a need for a meeting space. We're going to have that available for them. And then in our adjacent offices, we'll have human services such as our rental eviction program. We'll have a housing program. We're going to be giving away 75,000 to 125 homes in the Houston area 7700 zip code. Let me make sure I say that correctly. 77004. 75,000 to the house that is paid off, no taxes in the rear, no questions asked. This program is basically to encourage, you know, our ownership to stay the way that it is. As we all know, the demographics is changing, and we want to try to help make sure that that don't change too much. And so we want to go in and help some of these homeowners too. So a number of different programs. We have a couple of different Masonic lodges and OES chapters and jurisdictions that will be meeting in that area just to come out and volunteer. So we're always looking for volunteers and definitely people to support our donation campaigns that are coming up here soon.
Oh, serving the people, man, that's so beautiful.
That's what it's all about. We're trying to create a blueprint. And if it works here, then we know it'll work everywhere else. But we got to start small. This is our dedication and our commitment to starting small. I got to credit a lot of this to our chairman, Michael Bill. Michael Bill, the founder and owner of Bill Clare Family Mortuary. He is actually the chairman of the Houston Shop Incorporated Foundation. That is actually spearheading a lot of this that we're talking about here today.
Wow, that's great news. It's great to know that we have a lot of entrepreneurs who are taking the blessings that they've been able to have and their business savvy and bring it back, you know, right to the community. So people don't know,
yeah,
this is the greater Third Ward. You know,
yeah,
Third Ward has a key history in Houston. It has been the we call Third Ward the heart of the city, and in fact it is. It is the area, you know, it's the area where we have Texas Southern University, we have the Shape Community Center, we have a lot of greats that came and that are in this area, and we promote not only Black excellence, but the unique thing about Third Ward, we have high end mansions. And then you'll go down the street, it'll be a middle class. You'll go down the street, it'll be a less people who are a bit economically challenged, but everyone, we work as one. We all grew up together, and, you know, we don't allow any petty bourgeois Yeah, so it's a very beautiful place and to be able to, we have two places in the Third Ward area that have offered their facilities for this great cause. Now, Brother Apprentice and I, along with the comrades in Louisiana and the other volunteers that are coming down in Texas from Dallas to Houston, are going to be linking up with the comrades in Lafayette and Baton Rouge to go down and offer assistance to our people in New Orleans. So this is indeed a work of collectivism. This is indeed something that's bigger than us. But like we said earlier before y'all came on, it could be us. You know, we live in the Gulf too. It is our duty to do for self. It is our responsibility to support one another. And when we have brothers and sisters who have means, we got doctors. You know, we talked about Black Wall Street like it was such a thing in the past that could never happen before. It is happening again. We're going to have these humanitarian business centers all across, and we have a good anchor right here to give us an example, because people's hearts believe what they eyes see, we say all the time. So thank you, Brother Anthony, for offering that facility. So we're going to, on Thursday, we'll do the drive from the George Floyd Center, and on tomorrow we'll be at the Shape Center. And we want to also thank our Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee for making sure that we had the right credentials to be able to get down and help to assist our people. So it's been a lot of people coming on board just out of their kindness of their hearts to help in this cause. Unfortunately, the situation is after the storm. You know, people are being rescued. The waters are going down. But folks are going to be without power for 4 to 6 weeks, you know, and so we have to, you know, think about this in a larger term, you know, because there may be some folks that are going to have to be brought back down here or make arrangements to get buses to bring them to safer places, you know. Imagine being without power for 4 to 6 weeks, guys. And in the city of New Orleans, they're having an issue of there are no gas stations in the city. So people have generators, but no gas. Just think about that. So whatever we can do to help, let's make sure we do our part. So yes, thank you, Brother Anthony. And we want to keep sending everybody to our website, nbppblackcross.com. If you can't remember, you can always go to nbpp.org and click the donate button. It's going to take you over to the Black Cross page. And make sure you send a contribution, family that's listening to our listening audience, to right now. It says Cash App, Black Power Dollar. We're in the process of getting that other donate button corrected, since fundraiser is starting to give us issues. It's interesting, you know, whenever we have humanitarian causes for Black people, GoFund was giving us problems. Now it's fundraiser. Well, we found a way to cut out the middleman and just do for self. So be patient with us. We'll have that other donate button working within the next 48 hours. But for now, there's a cue card. What do you call that? It's technology. A cue card? A QR code?
Yeah.
A QR code. Okay, yeah. Right now the site has a QR code on it. Technology. On it for the Cash App, but we're going to get that other button we're working on that now. So yes, thank you, brother. And is there anything else that we need to know? When is the center officially open? Are you going to
the center officially be open November 1, but as of right now, official construction will start after the parade that we're going to have on October 16th, there at the ribbon cutting for the marquee ceremony.
Oh, so we're getting access to it before it's actually officially open.
Oh, absolutely. Right now it's a need for it, so we're definitely going to open the doors and the parking lots and the streets to a lot of people to come through to be good humans and to, you know, help our fellow brothers and sisters. So if the space is needed, we got it.
Did y'all hear that? He said this is a time to just be good humans. Just be good humans. Just be good to one another. you know, and let's do what it takes to help our people. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Thank you. And to all the doctors and to the entrepreneurs that and to the brother that owns the funeral home, everyone. So basically from the time when you're here to the time you're leaving, we got people on deck that are coming together to make the needs that our people have accommodated. So thank you so much, Brother Anthony. And thank you too, Brother Apprentice. You know, you've been working night and day with us too. You know.
Yes, yes.
It was kind of funny. I was talking to her a few minutes ago, and I caught myself falling asleep while I was talking, like I'm got some old person. But it's a good tired, y'all. This is what you call a good tired, because we're up in the mornings doing calls, getting information. Then we're after the radio show, we do calls. We're putting out a lot of energy, and it's well worth it, fam. It's well worth it. But again, everybody, this operation. Right now we got a lot of volunteers, we got a lot of resources going, but what we do need and what we don't have that we need is the monetary support to really push this. But we're moving forward regardless. So let's make sure that we pull our tools and fuse together, and you go to that Black Cross site, make a contribution, and everybody that can come and volunteer. We need all hands on deck starting tomorrow at noon from 12 to 6 at the Shade Community Center at the park. Our park located right next to the Shape Community Center at 3815 Live Oak. 3815 Live Oak, Houston, Texas, 77004. And on Thursday, we will be at the George Floyd Community Center. And tell us that address again, and that'll be from 12 until 6 p.m. on Thursday. And what we're going to...
That address is 3230 Hadley Street.
3230 Hadley Street, and that's also 77004 area code. So we'll on Thursday, we'll have a 4 o'clock press conference. The Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee and other community leaders are going to give us an official send-off of this delegation from Texas that's going down to assist for our brothers and sisters in Louisiana. And so we'll be heading out to Louisiana around 6 o'clock. On tomorrow, but the press conference, on Thursday, from the George Floyd Community Center. So, I mean, this is Black Nation building. We talk about Black Power. We talk about the Black Power dollar. This is it in action. You know, the beautiful thing in such a tragic time. I think our chairman out of Baton Rouge spoke on that yesterday, how people's hearts have just been, you know, so open and so loving in this time, but also, you know, as we explained, as the situation gets a bit more tougher for people, unfortunately, we had folks out fending for food last night in New Orleans because they lost power and lost everything. And there's heavy military and police presence. So things are going to get a bit rockier before they smooth out. So let's keep our hearts and prayers out for our people. Let's make sure we exercise discipline and patience. Imagine if you just woke up and you had your whole life going and overnight you lost everything. Imagine that you were able to be blessed to miss the storm, but find out that you're not going to have power for 4 to 6 weeks. Just keep that in mind. Of what our people are going through, everyone, as you are contributing, as you are volunteering, and as you are saying your prayers, let's make sure we put special prayers out for our people. But while we're on the ground, if it's gathering supplies, if it's taking out supplies, let's be very loving to our people and understanding. You know, that's very important now, right now. It's key.
Hey, Sister Crystal, before Brother Anthony and I jump off, I just want to say this. You said we're blessed that we missed the storm, but earlier we discovered there's a tropical storm called Kate that could possibly hit the Gulf, and there's one at the bottom of Mexico. It's not a tropical storm, but it could turn into one as it moves up the Gulf and enters warmer waters. So let's keep that in mind. We never know where that would hit. So.
Yes, sir. That's right. So everybody, you know, just we don't want anyone to freak out. We want everybody to, this is the time where we step up to the plate, right? This is the time where we're prepared, right? This is the time where we look out for each other, okay? There's nothing that we don't need that is not going to be provided for us as we're seeing. We started out saying what we needed to do, and people start coming on board. We came out with a plan, and this plan is starting to manifest. We're gonna each time we get more information, we're gonna put it out, you know, and we're just gonna do what we gotta do, fam. So yes, thank you, Brother Apprentice and Brother Anthony. Brother Anthony, is there anything else you wanna say before we get out now? For people who wanna you know, find out, do your guys have a website? Is it signed up yet? Or are you gonna wait till go ahead.
Houston Shop, and that's I'll spell out HoustonShopInc.org. Houston Shop, HoustonShopInc.org.
Houston Shop, INC, HoustonShopInc.org?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And so go to that site, everybody. You'll see what this is all about. We'll see you guys, boots on the ground tomorrow, everyone that's in the Houston area. Tomorrow and Thursday, even if you can't make it out to help us, we do need volunteers to help us with organizing and loading these supplies and, you know, basically we're getting the word out. Yes, so thank you, Brother Apprentice. Thank you, Brother Anthony. Black Power.
Black Power, thanks for having us.
Anytime. We're on 7 days a week from 7 to 9 every day. So whenever y'all need to come on, we're here. All right, Brother Catchup. Do we that's it. Do we have anybody? I just got a text from Brother Aaron Michaels, the founder of the New Black Panther Party. Okay. Yeah, I just got a text from Brother Aaron, so I'm gonna get with him, let him know, because he does that disaster training and certification. Disaster training. So let me go ahead and send him a message right quick, guys, to let him know a little bit more in depth about what we're doing. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Cass, at Black Power.
Black Power. For everybody listening that's in these areas, of course, as we've been talking about for the last few nights, we want you to press the number one so we can put you live in the queue so we can hear your field report of what's going on and wherever it is that you are, those in Baton Rouge, New Orleans. I mean, the sister Chris talked about Morgan City as well as La Paz. I mean, we got to really be exercising extreme caution as well. I say to the comrades in the New Black Panther Party in these areas, we need to be exercising extreme caution and make sure that we're on our 12 general orders through and through. You know, I'll just kind of reiterate a few things as we wait to hear field reports from people. And we continue on with this broadcast, and we're looking at, you know, the things that we're needing, the things that the people are needing, you know, right now, as they have no power, you know, and power is due to be off for 4 to 6 weeks. The people may not have electricity, you know, and that's just the forecast of time, right? So along with the damage that the wind and the water had left behind, along with the frustration just in general of going through a storm, now you got to put yourself in that position. Now you get alerts that you may not have power for 4 to 6 weeks. So the basic bare necessities become more essential than ever when we look at it, right? So we're talking about hygienic items. We're being very practical with the supplies, very practical. We're being practical because we must be practical, right, both for logistic reasons but also for the benefit of the people, right? So we're talking about hygienic items, things that the people need, you know, hygiene-wise. We can't forget about the sisters. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sisters need special products, tampons, pads, and things of that nature. That all falls into hygienic items as well. You know what I'm saying? Also, diapers and things for babies, but no clothes. No clothes for babies, no clothes for men, no clothes for women. We don't want clothes. We're not looking for clothes, family. you know, but we just have reduced this down to the basic bare essentials, cleaning supplies, hygienic supplies, and also non-perishable items as well, and things for the baby, diapers is very important. That's very important. Come on, family. Put yourself in this condition. Put yourself in this mind state. You're in this hot-ass house, standing water all around. You know what I'm saying? Like Sister Chris was saying, if you got a generator, right, we're seeing reports of there being no gas stations for gas, so that means you're not able to run the generator. So, okay, now we're looking at a situation where if you have children, like we did the role-playing last night on the broadcast, that comes into play. As we talk about frustration and panic that begins to set in when people realize very quickly, as we mentioned earlier in this broadcast, these damn people are not focusing in on our community, and they never have, right? All right. So in light of that, we have to move this way. Donations, your financial support, us putting the word out right now throughout the duration of this broadcast. We have had time to put the word out. Some of us put the word out on whatever social media handle that you have. Put the word out to those people in your family, you know, who will support. Do not put the word out to nobody who got a problem with helping black folks. There ain't no time for foolishness. No time for foolishness. When we have people, we have to use extreme discipline, patience, love, and understanding, because these are very hard times for our people. These are very hard times, and in fact, family, because we have been broadcasting now for 546 days, the whole initial point of this broadcast dealing with the coronavirus, man-made, planned biological weapon in the coronavirus, this is a time of calamity, but it is not a time for us to panic. It is not a time for us to become, for us to misunderstand each other, because we're in a state of frustration. We must exercise extreme understanding. Those of us that will be volunteering, those of us that will be helping on the ground here in Houston, other staging areas, we have to exercise extreme understanding. Those whose whole material things have spiritual connections to them, but no material is worth our lives. But for those who did not have the capacity to evacuate, find that all, if not most, of their things that they own in their furniture and their home in general, and some people even cars, are going to be damaged. And that's going to take months and months and months, if not years, to recoup. So take that along with the fact that it's hot. Now with this heat index, we're also seeing some rain coming through, which, of course, rain, although it may deal with the heat in a sense of make it a bit, you know, cooler, it's not going to help with the standing water. You see, there's a lot of different things that are in play here, family. Extra circumstances now that this storm, in the wake of this storm, now has created these extra circumstances that are now intertwined in all that is already going on with the storm have left as it continues to move. And we talk about the importance of preparation, right? You want to hear from everybody that is in these areas, in the area of New Orleans, if you have the ability, those, many of our people may not have the ability. Maybe they're saving their juice for the emergency call after this. All we can do is give the information that we know based on not only on our training, but our field experience and also our common sense and just military advice. We're trying to give, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, the most important information is the information on the streets, the information in the field, knowing what's going on. We got reports here tonight out of Baton Rouge, our National Minister of Communication, Sister Amina, of a store that was thrown away good food that was still in a good condition enough for the people to have. They could have went out and gave it to the people. But instead, they want to collect their insurance money. So they throwing it out for whatever wicked reason. Hell, that may not be the reason, but nonetheless, that is disgusting. We've seen the way that we're moving
We will do what we can for our people. We ask that we all exercise extreme caution and use our training. In the time like this, in times like this, we must think very critically and very cautiously, but it should not make us complacent. You know what I'm saying? It's a balance. But at the same time, we must have our six covered, our four, your nine, everything needs to be covered. Because we're dealing in times where panic ensues because this devil, this government, in these same areas that we talk about, New Orleans, Morgan City, La Place, Baton Rouge, the so-called leaders or politicians who we have not named, like Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, like Brother Raheem, those of them who we have not named, which as we talked about is just on one hand, maybe two, just on one really, right? Those governors and mayors and all of these people, they have shown that they are not going to do what is in the best interest of our people. They were shown it long before this hit. This is on us, right? It's for us to take accountability at this point. Those who are watching this happening, who are outside of these areas, you have a job to do. Those of us, you have a duty to do. And it's up to you, really. But we're just saying as militants. I mean, this is how we think. You know what I'm saying? We can't force nobody to help nobody. But this is how we think. So we can only come from how we come, from the heart. It's a duty for us to help one another. Yes, it's a voluntary choice. Yes, they're making sacrifices. But we feel as though it is our duty. Now, for those who don't think like that, give it time. We got 45 minutes left. You may come around, but if not, that is what it is, what it is. But for those of us that feel the compassion and the love, who feel the understanding and the necessity that we can go into our pockets in a few extra dollars that we may have, don't go into something that you need. We're not asking for nobody to bend over backwards or do something you can't do. If you don't have no money, you can simply put the word out. Then we talk about the information now Wednesday at the Shape Center. At the Shape Center, Wednesday, 12 noon to 6 p.m., you can bring, again, no clothing. We'll say that first, so no clothing. But what we do need, what the people do need, is hygienic items. Hygienic items, things to clean yourself, things to clean up, cleaning supplies, right? Also, don't forget about the sisters. I have to continue to say that. Don't forget about the sisters. You know what I'm saying? Sisters need tampons and things of that nature. We know sisters. And then we need things for children. Diapers. Diapers. Because if you have a baby running around and the baby used the restroom and you don't have no lights and you may not have any water, you don't have any water, and the baby just run around, you don't got a new diaper, then what? You see what we're saying? We have to think about how everything plays into it. So diapers, hygienic items, cleaning supplies, water, no clothes. No clothes, right? So these are the things that you can bring to the Shape Center Wednesday. So it'll be tomorrow, 12 noon to 6 p.m. The address is 3815 Live Oak, LIVEOAK, 3815 Live Oak. Is it Road, Sister Crystal, or Street? Man, let me look at it.
Just say Live Oak. I think it's Live Oak Street. Just say Live Oak.
Okay.
I'm not going to say Live Oak Street.
Okay. All right. Live Oak, Houston, yeah. Texas, 7704.
There you go. Sure you get to the right location.
Yeah. Make that zip code. That zip code is what it is. Uh-huh. That's the key. That's the key to the GPS. But even with that, you know, that's just another example. Sister Christy, you talk about, you know, technology. I don't know why you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just even with that, you know, we got to use our own common sense, too, because even in a GPS may go out on you. But if you can identify the road signs and, you know, use your common sense and your eyes, you know,
you get around a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? So that I'm just saying that just based on what we've been talking about. So tomorrow, 3815 Live Oak, Houston, Texas, 7704. We'll be at the Shape Community Center. We will be collecting donations. We'll be willing to receive very humbly from anybody who is, you know, you're in the process. You see what's happening. Come on out. Come on out from 12 p.m. noon to 6 p.m. We'll be out collecting donations. And then Thursday, we'll be at the George Floyd Community Center, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. That address is 3230 Hatley Street, H-A-T-L-E-Y, Hatley Street, Houston, Texas, 77004. 3230 Hatley Street, Houston, Texas, 77004. We will be there Thursday, 12 p.m. noon, 6 p.m. We will be there as well collecting donations. One more time, for the one time, for clear direction, diapers, for babies, hygienic items, cleaning supplies, water. These are things that the people need at this point. Of course, moving forward, you know, we will continue to update based on the situation, because as well as us, you know, delivering these bare essentials and these, you know, very important, you know, supplies, we will also be using this as a time of reconnaissance. So we will be able to give our best assessment and update. Moving forward, of course, I mean, we would be foolish or false to believe that this is not something that's going to be prolonged. And that's something that we've been saying since the onset of this. I mean, we'd be false to believe, I mean, this is something that's going to carry on long beyond these next coming weeks even. You know, we also talk about the tropical depression that's moving in through the Gulf northwestward. This Kate, you know, we have to keep an eye on that. But see, you know, while keeping an eye on it, we also have to prepare ourselves as well. So those in Houston, those in the places in the same areas in the Gulf that were not affected by Hurricane Ida, that don't mean kick your feet up and rub your toes together and binge watch on Netflix. No. That means that we got to get ready before the parking lot at the Jovies crowd up so much. Before the Walmart, you know what I'm saying? Before the gas station, we got to be ready. We got to be ready to evacuate. We have to be ready in the capacity that something happens where we can't evacuate. We have to be ready. We have to be ready to protect ourselves. Because, again, with the conditions of a storm is enough as it is. It's enough to even know that a storm is coming. That will get your blood pressure up. Just to know that a storm is coming, that causes for people to go into a frantic, you know what I'm saying? And then you see people blocking up the highways and trying to evacuate. The same thing that we've seen when the alerts with Hurricane Ida began to come out. Now we are seeing in the aftermath, which is happening right now, is the same. Okay, lines at the gas station. People are looking for food. People are looking for water. People are looking for a cool place to be. But a cool place may not be a safe place to be, and not because the person is doing nothing wrong, but because you have racist, ruthless pigs and racist and those who these politicians will sanction and send out against the people as they have done in the future. We know. It's not something we're saying, you know, it's not no political jargon or no, it's happened. And we're not taking that for granted. So we say to all of our people, especially when it is nightfall, we'll repeat, especially when it is nightfall, watch your back. You got to exercise extreme caution. That is why we must also be as sound mentally as possible. We have to exercise extreme understanding and discipline as well. We have to be able to decrease situations of those who are frustrated, because we have to understand that frustration, and we do. But we have to be able to manifest that in our actions. Do not make false promises of anything that you can do to go outside of the capacity that we have the capacity to do. Don't do that. We're not selling nothing. We're not selling nothing, okay? We got to be honest about what it is that we can do. That's why we're going to continue to get information. The more information we get, the more. Now, that's on the information side. All right, we got the information side down, Sister Crystal. Let's, okay, boom, put that aside for a second. Now we got to talk about the money. How do we think all of this happened? I mean, it's one thing. We know what's going on. It's been broadcast, been forecasted. The forecast is pretty spot on. So we know information is good. We got the info. But the money, those of us who are seeing this going on, we know that we're not going to be able to get on the ground. You need, I would say we need to. I got to come from my heart. We need to. We need to. The people need the people. They need help. We need help. We need help. We may not be there, but we need help. We know we want people. We need help. We got to help ourselves because ain't nobody coming that don't look like us is going to help us. You see, so this is something that is very deep, right? But it is a voluntary decision. It is totally up to the person whether they feel that it's a necessity for them to do it. But what I will say is that it would be in the best interest of you, the person who makes the donation. Why? Because, see, when you make the donation and the work is done, it also allows for us to do more work. And the more donations and help that we receive, not only donations, volunteers, information, but we're talking about the donations right now, it allows for us to operate in the capacity to where we can provide those things that we can't provide right now. We can't make no false promises. But what we can do is try to implore and appeal to the hearts and minds of the masses of our people that we help our people. And that's why it's so important to push the word out. Every hour, it's been seeming, I've been counting every hour, because as every minute ticks by, that's a minute, that's a second where we can influence somebody or whatever, right? Put the word out. Whatever your social media is, your social media channel, because as we can clearly see, a lot of this is not being reported nationally on the news. At the same time, we got to rely on us and the word on the street, because this is where our people are, left with no power now, and it's being forecasted out for 4 to 6 weeks before our people receive electricity. All of the life-threatening conditions that puts our people in makes a extended circumstance after the storm, when you're not able to properly take care of your children, right? We can't take care of our children. This is when flashlights and candles and all of these things that we have been collecting in our individual efforts to prepare ourselves come into play. That's why we talk about so much about preparation, right? But there are many who don't have that. There are even some that may have generators, but if you ain't got no gas for your generator, we really just have, you know, a piece of metal, right? So it's more important now than ever that we're looking very clearly at this. We have to be very compassionate and understanding, but at the same time, we also have to have a clear understanding of Black nationhood and nation building, you know, and how important it is for us all, it's all hands on deck for all of us, you know, to get together and make this thing happen. Now, for those that are on the line, that are in these areas, for those that may be volunteering or you're going to come out to volunteer, you want to let us know you're going to come out so when we see you, we can know. For those who are in the area, those who are in the region, we want you to press the number one. For those who are going to make a donation or have made a donation, are going to volunteer, we want you to press the number one. We want to hear from the people because we got to know what's going on. Now, we got a pretty good understanding. Now we need to push for the economic support for the Ujima and the Ujamaa, for the collective work and responsibility and the collective economics in Nguzo Saba of Black people. And we say this every night. That's why we open up the broadcast. We talk about the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross, because we know this is going to go down. We know how this goes down. The storm brings in the rain. The storm brings in the wind. The storm brings in the rain and the wind. But after the rain and the wind leaves, a lot of extra, very, you know, dangerous conditions are left behind due to the wind and the rain. And when all these storm watches are lifted and it's not something that the news is going to report, they're going to have people standing outside swaying in the wind because it looks entertaining. They don't give a fuck about the people. When all of that wind is gone and they don't have nothing to show on TV, they stop talking about us. And then when these people manipulate the condition, they don't say anything in our defense. So it's on us. Trust these damn lying-ass devils. We don't trust these people. We don't trust the Red Cross. We don't trust UNICEF. We don't trust these people. Only people we can trust is us. Only people we can trust is us. Especially at this time. We're talking about conditions that if somebody one of our elders have a condition that have them happen, it can be your child. It don't got to be an elder, it can be your child. Our children, even some of them, may be in a condition health-wise where they find themselves hooked up to some kind of machine that helps to keep the balance of their livelihood. You know what I'm saying? Those who may need medication, they're not able to get. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't got no power, how's your machine that keeps your breathing, you know, going to work? I mean, these are things we have to think about. Because when you're not, it's one thing to not have power for a few days, right? That not having power for any amount of time is a frustrating situation. You start calling a power company, God damn it, you want to know when it's going to be on. Where is the people that's going to come and get it together? But on top of that, not having no power, then to be told that you may not have power for 4 to 6 weeks, yeah, we damn right that's going to cause frustration. And that's not for us to be frustrated that are going in to help. We must exercise extreme understanding. We can't say that enough, in love and compassion for our people, because they're not in the same mind state that somebody sitting in the damn air is in with food that's not going bad or bad already. And we getting reports of stores throwing food out that could be given to people. So we can clearly see what the situation is. The information is being given to us from those that are on the ground. So we say, nation, beautiful black nation, brothers and sisters, we ain't got no time for hesitation. Let's go. Let's go. We're that black dollar. Come on. Let's go. Donation. We talking about the support as a nation coming together. We talk about all the time, black economics, the black dollar, the black bank. Well, now's the time. Let's show and prove. Let's put our money where the work is, right? Put our money where the work is. If we can't give the time, we can get a dime. If we can't get a dime, goddamn it, put the word out. But everybody can do something. It's better than doing nothing, because if I'm in this condition, I want some help. I don't know about everybody else. I know since Christmas I want some help. I know I don't want some help. I know the people need help. We got to help them. There's no other decision for us, you see? But for all of those that are listening, now is the time that you can make the decision. What are you going to do at this time, right? Because we've all been seeing what's going on. We've all seen what's going on. We've continued to give these reports and live updates. So, family, now, you know, the ball is in each and every one of us as individuals. You know, it's in our court. You know, what we decide to do, and we say this often, man, what we decide to do, it's going to set the stage while everything moves on. You know what I'm saying? You're making a contribution to what's in the best interest of not only those who you can't touch, you can't reach, but guarantee you that money is going to get to where it needs to go. You see what I'm saying? You can't reach these people. You can't touch these people. You way over in New York. You way somewhere else, right? But you're able to extend your compassion through that deed. See, it's more, it's deeper than just, you know, we hold on, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man, $10, $15, $25, $50, even $80, $100, it's not going to break us or make us. We the best of the best. We the greatest of all time. So, you know, we can come together. It's just based on each and every individual. Now it's time for us to make that decision. make that contribution to a cause that, you know, at this time, when we look at what's going on with the coronavirus, when we look at this storm, and, of course, we're in this season where storms are happening, you know, and as you continue to say, yes, these are apocalyptic times, but it's not the end of the world. It's just the fall of America. It's the fall of the white man's world. It's the end of the rule of the caveman and the cave bitch. But it is the rise of the warrior nation. And we have to take, you know, charge of our post. You got to make it happen, right? Proper planning is being done. Proper training has been done. Proper planning has been done. I'm tongue-tied tonight, man. I don't know what it is. But goddamn it, y'all know what we saying?
At least you ain't. I was really. Y'all know what the heck I'm talking about. I was like, oh my God. Then my brother called, I popped up. Oh Lord. That just reminds me. Everybody, tonight, after we do our calls, especially everybody's going to hit the ground, let's get a good, nice rest. Make sure you get a good hearty meal, get a good, nice rest, you know what I'm saying? Because starting tomorrow is on. We're gonna be in full operation. So as far as, you know, gathering supplies, ripping and running, and then basically within the next 72 hours, we will be on the ground. Is that 48? No, 72 hours. We will be on the ground within the next 72 hours. 48 to 72 hours, we will be on the ground in Louisiana, in New Orleans. We already have made our distribution. Tomorrow is Wednesday, Thursday, so that's 48 hours. And then Friday, we start distributing the supplies. Yep, so at the work starts, the work is already going on. The behind the scenes, the getting everything together, getting the volunteers coordinated. Now we gotta hit the ground, boost on the ground. Manana tomorrow, 12 noon, State Community Center in Houston. For those who are gonna be coming in to assist us from the other cities, or those who are gonna be meeting in the other cities, we want you to also make sure that you get your rest. Your proper rest. We want to thank each and every last person that has volunteered, that has contributed, that is putting the word out. But we need more. We need more. We need more people to spread the word. Even if you don't have any money, put that site out so we can get the put that site information out. You know, send it to somebody that you know, or someone with some resources, or somebody with some supplies. Make some phone calls. Feel free to make some phone calls and send people straight to us. You know, we have, you can communicate with us directly at mbpp.org, mbppblackcross.com. If you got some ideas, inbox us. You know, we have a lot of people that are listening. We have a lot of people that are support. And have been telling us that they support. So we shall see. Right on, family. So, yes, sir. Yes. So let's go ahead and keep the thing rolling.
Yes. The proof. The proof hour. Who we have on the line?
Every day
I want to bring something in.
Yeah, who we got, man? Where y'all at? Or anywhere that you're calling from.
All right. Sister GG out of Lafayette. Black Power, Sister GG, can you hear us?
Lafayette, you ready to hit the ground, sister?
Black Power. How y'all doing, people? Listen, it's ugly out here. Shoo, I came riding like towards the Morgan City area. Man, when I tell you it's no hotel, I mean no light, dark-ass street, crazy, traffic backed up, rain, motherfuckers don't want to take their time. I mean, like, people out here, like, we really got to be, like, serious about and be careful, because there's so much other shit that's going on that they're not telling us about, you know, doing things like where our people is, like, being entrapped or enslaved, like, to where they can't get to the things that they really need. But from what the TV show, you know, showing all these EMTs and all this emergency resource helpers and everything, but where are they actually at? Because if it's flooded and all this, where y'all parked at? What y'all got, you know? So, yeah, so we really need to get boots to the ground. Like I said, it's a lot. It's a lot, people. Like, we really got to be suited and booted because they got power lines down everywhere. I mean, shit just twisted. I'm in, like, the country part of Louisiana, but I'm saying, like, man, it was bad. It is bad. And I know our people need help. A lot of them don't have generators, you know. But, yeah, it's bad, people. People going to need help, but they have a lot of things that's, like, blocked that you can't get, you know, you can't get in those areas. So, you know, like, before we get boots to the ground, you know, we want to make sure that we got everything in line and we don't have to, like, come up against these crackers because they everywhere. So I just want to encourage everyone, you know, my New Orleans people, you know, my comrades from New Orleans, whatever y'all need, what, y'all already know. I got y'all. Black power.
Black power, Sister GG. Black power, Sister.
Black power, GG. Appreciate
Black
that
power.
Intel, Queen. That we want to meet as much. Make sure that you inbox me whatever pictures and videos you have. Anyone that's got pictures and videos, go ahead and inbox those to me so we can go ahead and start. You know, telling our own story. You know, we waiting on the white people are looking out for their own kind, like every other
That's
species
right.
on the planet does. So we have to be the ones to look out for us. Now, although this government and all these entities, they take every penny they can from us, you know, so we're not going to let them off the hook for denying our people or leaving our people in the vulnerable state. But we're not going to sit around and just be victims. We're going to get out and do what we got to do for the people. So you know, good work on the recon as far as gathering intel. We want to make sure that all of our – another thing, you know, we want to observe and be – observe these curfew times as well. We do not want any of our people out in the evening, at the nighttime, you know, be in your home here. Covering down your home because we're going to get to a point, unfortunately, if in fact folks are going to be without power for 4 to 6
yeah.
weeks, it's about to get real fucking ugly.
Yeah.
Especially with people
right.
who have lost everything because everybody got to eat. And we tell y'all that all the time. And the folks see that you got and they don't have, there's only a certain amount of time when they're going to try to come get what you got. So we're going to say this to these white folks who think they're being slick with their racism. You know, you're not going to have enough National Guard or police when the masses realize that they don't have,
mm-hmm.
and you reroute all those resources over. They're going to come get there. So we suggest
mm-hmm.
it's best that you do right by the people. Before you not be able to stop what's going to come before you. But that's for those of you who are listening, because we know you are listening. We're coming out of our pocket. We don't get no funding from no government. We are volunteering to go and assist our people. We are getting reports, on-time, real-time reports. And we are giving these reports out directly. This ain't no game, you know. You know, so thank you, Queen, for that update, Black Power. We will see you on the ground as you guys are getting the resources together in Lafayette. We will see you guys soon because we know y'all rolling into Louisiana with us, and we really appreciate you guys. Look at this.
We got the George Floyd Center in Houston, the Shea Community Center, the comrades in Lafayette that we met doing what? Fighting for justice for Trayvon Pellerin and Ronald Green. And these comrades have come on board, and they've been the ones holding the line. Out of all them people say, oh, I'm down. After the hoopla is over, who we still got left? The comrades that's been 100.
Mm-hmm.
We done cursed each other out, made each other laugh, cried on each other's shoulders, kicked each other up, checked each other, built each other.
Yeah.
Now that we got standing, real warriors, tried and true tested. Ask somebody.
Warriors.
Now we need, and we got, and who do we have to help us? It is the people. It is nothing but the people through the grace of the Most High that have come through. And that's why we always got to see for the people. Black power. Do we have anybody else on the line?
Black power family, now is the time to press the number one. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, black people. We thank Sister Jeannie for that very, very important information that she just gave. All this information is important, family, man. We can't stress that enough. We can't stress that enough. It's all important, you know. Man, I'm just thinking about it too, Sister Crystal. You know, the George Floyd Center, the Shea Community Center, you know, that's been around for decades, you know, the heart of Houston, you know what I'm saying, Lafayette. Y'all know I just learned how to say Lafayette right a few nights ago. I've been saying Lafayette, y'all know. That's that California, you know what I'm saying? One time they got me. They be messing with me, family. They be messing with me, family. One time they got me. They say, brother, the Gulf Coast or the Gulf Coast? I say, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's another
even
important
thing. Even my son was listening to the radio one day. My son was like, what the hell did he just say? The Gulf Coast. No, the Gulf Coast.
The Gulf Coast.
He don't have his Southern accent yet.
When I'm around, y'all be coming out. Around the conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm
you get around my comrades in Louisiana. They get all that little accent going on. You hear me, baby? What you say, Gigi? Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love my black people, man. My heart is just... My heart just going out, man. You know, I'm just so anxious to be able to just give something, you know, to help alleviate the situation. You know,
right.
Just whatever we can do, we're gonna roll in with what we got. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna it's a good thing, and we're making this happen. You know, so we got work to do, people. We got a lot of work to do. As far as preparation, but it's some good work. It's good work. It ain't no slave plantation work. It's some straight black liberation work. How you like that? They rhyme. Black power.
Yeah,
black
that's
power.
Right.
Give me back
that's
over,
right.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So Chairman Fred's birthday was the other day. We played a clip from Chairman Fred. Do you have another clip from him that we can ride the show out with?
I don't have anything that we can ride the show out with Chairman Fred. That's the thing, you know. Let me see what I
make
got.
Make sure we play that clip again, though, before the show is over. Let's do that Fred, and let's do that Asada. Let's do a good little mix, that Dr. Khaled. Let's do what it takes, you know what I'm saying, fam? We ready to hit the road. We ready to hit the road. And, who is this? Not only are we ready to hit the road, we want folks to help us get the word out. You know what I'm saying? We thank everybody that's been listening. You know how your adrenaline just dumped, then it pumped back up? That's what I'm going through right now. Like, I went through a pump and a dump. Only thing I can do with this is do something. I got to get on the ground, man. Black Power, I love y'all.
Black Power family. That's a great idea, Sister Crystal. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Sada. Let's hear it, Dr. Kyler. Let's hear it, Chairman Fred. Let's take it out with the Black Warrior. Black Power family. Black Power.
I'm Asada Shakur. The first time I heard a tape of one of Mamiya's radio broadcasts, it was the first time I fully understood why the United States government was so intent on putting him to death. I make a special appeal to you, sisters and brothers, to fight tooth and nail to save Mamiya's life and to free him from the grips of his oppressors. As you honor our forefathers and foremothers, I urge you to honor our living heroes. When you honor the names of Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, and Malcolm X, I urge you to honor the names of Geronimo, Gijaga, Sundiata, Okoli, Mutulu Shakur, and Mumia Abu-Jamal. I urge you not to forget and not to betray our living heroes. If we ignore their struggle, we are ignoring our own. If we betray our living history, then we are betraying ourselves. We could not save Malcolm X, but we can save Mamiya. We can save him, and we must save him. Because we love our brother, and we need our brother to help us fight for freedom. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal, free all political prisoners. Let us carry on our tradition to freedom.
Uhuru, sisters and brothers, the first thing I want to say is that I love you. And the second thing I want to say is that we can win. We will win our liberation. And in order to win our liberation, we have got to think positively. We have got to believe that we can win. And if we don't believe that we can win, we're whipped before we start. We've got to realize what dangers exist, and we've got to look at those dangers realistically. We can't afford to have a subjective, distorted, irrational fear. We've got to look at the obstacles to our liberation coolly and clearly, and to develop ways to get rid of those for us to struggle, for us to fight for our liberation and for our nation.
Your enemy has the upper hand, but you use whatever your enemy has, like
to the masses of our people, and the movement will grow because their knowledge of the struggle will grow.
You say you go to church?
You say you believe in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say before Moses could lead his people to the promised land, they had to go through the Red Sea.
That's right.
You thinking they crossed some water, waded through a puddle, stepped over a pond, and they could swim a little bit. That's not what the hell the book is talking about. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad say the Red Sea represents war, bloodshed, and revolution.
That's right.
War, bloodshed, and revolution. Before you can get to the promised land, you got to go through war, bloodshed, and revolution. Revolution is the solution.
All right.
Whatever you are, be a revolutionary.
That's right.
I don't give a damn what you are. Be a revolutionary. You're a teacher. I teach. I'm an educator. Well, that's fine. We need some nigga educators. And we need some black ones, too.
That's right.
You're an educator. Be a revolutionary educator. Teach revolution in the classroom. Take the subject matter of the curriculum and teach revolution with that subject matter. You say, well, I'm a doctor. Well, I'm a lawyer. Be a revolutionary lawyer.
Right.
Be a revolutionary doctor.
All right.
Be a revolutionary at whatever you do.
That's right.
You hip hop? Huh?
Yeah.
You rap? Be a revolutionary rapper.
Sure.
Bust revolutionary rhymes.
Right.
That will uplift your people. You got them wearing their pants down halfway across the crack of their behind.
Right.
You got them showing their drawers pulled way up here. You got them looking like damn fools all over the place. You got that kind of influence. You are holding up the damn revolution.
That's
if you got that kind of influence, put revolution on the minds of your people. Be a revolutionary.
Right, Paul.
Whatever you do, be a revolutionary.
Right, Paul.
You say, I'm just a mother. You're not just a mother. You hold the future of the revolution in your arms. You hold the future of the revolution of your people close to your breast, close to your bosom. Be a revolutionary mother. Put revolutionary thoughts and ideas whispered in the ear of your baby. Sing revolutionary lullabies to your baby. Let your baby go to sleep under the tune of a revolutionary croon. That's a revolutionary mother. Your father, be a revolutionary father. Help bring your children up and father along the way and further along the way. Put in them that which will manifest down the wheel of time and down the line that will make them revolutionary. Teach your babies who the enemy is. Teach your babies to recognize the enemy.
Right.
Teach your babies to know that the enemy is not your friend,
right. And
your friend is not your enemy.
Right.
Make them to fight the enemy, even if they have to fight the enemy with a baby bottle.
That's right.
Teach your babies to be revolutionary. You, grandma, you, grandpa, be revolutionary, grandma, grandpa. You rock the hell out of that rocking chair with some revolutionary rhythm. So we hear the creak of the boards, so that we hear you putting down revolution.
The
Democratic Party is not the solution.
No clue, right.
The Republican Party is not the solution.
No clue, right.
A future in white America is not the solution.
No clue.
There is no magical white man that's going to be born that's going to have such a miraculous change of heart that he's going to free you.
I want you to know that I want you to see. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you ask to make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment only because of different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did, you're dead already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to repeat after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle and even be able to live in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Now, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. This is Don Block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. This is remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he gets faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meets preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage. Playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm. Mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby, when she died my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands for bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulations, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulations, it
look
like what
Nip said. Hold up. Nah, this ain't entertainment. Four niggas on a slave ship, these soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I was.